Woody King grew up in western Arkansas. Sunshine Osborne grew up in the eastern part of the state. Music brought them together, and it's what keeps them together today. For the last couple of years, the Northwest Arkansas-based duo has traveled around the country performing with their guitar and banjo. Last month, Woody and Sunshine came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about their newest album and their recent tour. Sunshine began the conversation by telling the story of how she met Woody.
We met in 2011 at Birdfest 1, and yeah, it was quite a cool way of meeting. There was only like 300 people at the festival, and we didn't meet till the very last morning. And yeah, and somehow we were camped next to each other the whole time. And
yeah, we had come to realize that it was like Sunday morning, the sun's coming up, and we meet each other. I'm like, oh yeah, where are you camped at? And she like shows me her camp, and it's right beside mine. I'm like, oh my gosh, how did we not meet this whole weekend? But it was like perfect timing, though. Obviously, we were you know, both coming there to see the same kind of music. So there was that mutual understanding of music and stuff. And she had played instruments in the past, like piano and guitar a little bit. And I was playing banjo at the time. And I had a past with percussion instruments. Uh-huh. That was like my childhood, was like playing behind the drum set. But so I'm playing banjo when she first meets me, and I was like, you know, the next time I see you, you ought to have a banjo. And the next time I saw her, she did have a banjo.
Yeah, I got a banjo.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We both played banjo for a little while, and that was real clinky. And
oh yeah, they say you can't have too much banjo, but two banjos can be a little bit much.
So you started playing guitar about 4 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. Just about. And just stuck with it like that. I still will go back and play some banjo every once in a while. But, of course, being around Sunshine, it kind of limits my want and need to play the banjo. You know, I'm like, oh, I hear, like, amazing banjo music all day. So I don't.
She's got it covered.
Yeah, exactly.
So how did you guys go from being camp friends to deciding to play music together in a band?
Well, I guess that it just kind of happened that way. We immediately started hanging out all the time. I mean, I moved to Fayetteville probably like 2 months after we met.
Yeah,
and
not long.
So, yeah, that's, I guess we just played music ever since and then decided we would like to do it for a living. You know, we're like, why not? It's like our favorite thing to do. And I guess 2 years into playing our shows, we took our first tour down to Miami. So, yeah, just kind of went out there on a limb. We're like, let's do it and, you know, skip the winter this year. And so I guess we did that the last three winters.
Yeah.
We've gone down to Miami. And then we actually just got back from California and Oregon this mm-hmm. summer. That was our first tour out there. And fell in love with the West Coast. Oh, my goodness.
West Coast is the best coast. Yes. They say that for a reason.
And I understand getting out there proved a little bit problematic. You had a GoFundMe to help get you a van?
Yes, yes, we did. There, it was amazing how many people helped us out and were so supportive of the tour out there and just making the dream come true. And
yeah. the timing was impeccable. It was like everybody kind of like came together, this communal type thing. They're like, let's get these guys on the road. And we literally got our van like a week before it was time to leave for tour and like play our first show in Colorado and stuff. So it was like cutting it close to the wire. And it spent like 4 of those 7 days at the shop just making sure it was all ready. Uh-huh. But well, it took us 10,000 miles in a month and like our first month of owning it. So really going out on a limb. But yeah, it took us through all these national parks and it was an amazing tour, just beautiful the whole time. And every single show out there, it was like one of our first tours where every single show was just on point and people came out and supported us even in towns where we didn't know anybody. And it was like, it was really welcoming over there, you know. And but
yeah,
of course, we're always happy to get back to the Ozarks. It's it's our home.
Is that community aspect of music something that keeps you going and keeps you doing what you're doing?
Of course, yes,
most definitely.
For sure.
I think the people listening to the music may be definitely just as important, if not more important, than the people making the music. You know, I feel like that community that starts to revolve around this this music, you know, it is more of like the appeal to going and playing concerts and getting out there it's all about just like trying to spread a smile across someone's face, you know. And when you see that, it becomes exponential, like how you want to keep doing that and you want to see it grow and just come to fruition like that. It's beautiful.
So you met at a festival as audience members. Now, do you get to go to festivals and perform?
Yes. And we've actually performed at Bird's Landing, where we met several times now at a couple different festivals.
And in fact, just last weekend on Saturday, we got to walk to the spot where we met. And it was
right after playing on the stage. So that
kind
was
of a full circle kind of event. And just a few weeks ago with Hillberry, we did a couple of sets and we got to perform for the artists. So it's like all of our heroes, like Railroad Earth and Yonder Mountain. It's like all these guys that we've seen perform countless times. And now it's kind of come to this full circle point where they were watching us perform too, you know. And it's really neat to see that, because I guess during the time, you know, going out and doing all the shows and doing all the driving, you're like, oh, we're just going and doing our thing. And then it comes to this point where like a landmark happens and you look back and you're like, wow, how did I get here? You know, it's kind of just crazy. I guess all the events that stack on top of each other to get you to this point. It's definitely awe-inspiring for sure to look back.
I guess another one of those landmark or milestones is you released an album earlier this year, Adrenaline.
Yes.
7 songs. Where did you end up recording that at?
We recorded that with our friend. He has a home studio and bases it actually out of an RV a lot of times, and which is a pretty unique little setting. We'll kind of just pop in and maybe a little bit cramped, but we wind up recording and having a great time. He's one of our good friends.
So we're always comfortable. You know, he's one of our best friends, so it's, there's never like that pressure, I feel like being around recording with someone you don't know, you know, he's been around our music and around us so much and has played with us as well. So it's, always real comfortable. And
he knows the sound that we're trying to attain, you know, that we're shooting for. And it kind of puts the being in the studio recording, you know, you're like, this is going to go on a CD or this is going to go on a record and it's going to be permanent forever. Everyone's going to hear this, you know. And so it's really like nerve-wracking, I guess, and to be in a comfortable surrounding like that, it definitely helps, especially with our style being so improv-driven. We kind of just follow this wave, and sometimes it hits, sometimes it doesn't, you know? And so it's definitely nice to have someone so understanding of our sound and being like, okay, guys, like, let's just take a breath and we'll nail this take. So.
We're actually going to meet up with him today, and we're starting to work on, I think we're going to try to release 2 albums this winter.
Okay.
So, yes.
And they'll probably be 2, we kind of do that classic bluegrass style of the 30-minute albums where you could like listen to it on your way to work or something, you know, and that's kind of the idea, is to maybe leave the listener wanting more at the end, you know, to where they'll be more apt to listen to our next, which we have lots of material. We have probably 50 or 60 original songs and ones that we perform, but we've only recorded 7 of them. You know? So we're kind of playing catch up right now.
Trying to spend a lot of time. Went on several tours before ever releasing our first album, so I kind of did it backwards than most people do, but.
So plans this winter to work on some more albums. Any plans to fly south again to Florida and escape the cold?
I think we're actually going to do an earlier West Coast tour this spring. So maybe starting in like March, we're going to try to head back out to California and Oregon. And it started getting cold on us in Oregon like late this summer. So we're like, if we maybe push it back a little, you know, to the earlier parts of spring and summer, we can enjoy some of the warmer months up there when we get up to Oregon. And
So any plans for shows around here in the winter?
Yes, most definitely. Probably so.
Probably. We'll probably be back and forth between Colorado and Fayetteville and doing concerts around like the Midwest region to like the mountainous region as well. But we always like to go up during ski season. It's just, you know, Colorado is beautiful during that time. It may be a little treacherous getting to the concerts, but
it's worth it
when you do arrive.
Well, thank you both so much for coming in and playing for us.
Yeah, thank you so much for
having
us.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming.
That was Woody and Sunshine speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda last month. There are a couple of opportunities to see them perform live this month. They'll be at Bear's Den December 12th, Black Apple Crossing December 23rd, and performing at Last Night Fayetteville on December 31st, New Year's Eve. You can find out more about the musicians and their album, Adrenaline, at facebook.com/woodshinemusic. During their recent trip to our studio, the duo performed a pair of songs, including this one titled Head Rush.
Did you want to do Kaleidoscopic as well? This is a really new composition of ours as well. It's got lyrics and everything. Sort of a conceptual song, I guess, like an intangible kind of like relation between music and just like this space in your head, I guess. So, and what can come out of that? You want to do it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
this music is a sphere. I can climb right inside of it. It rotates, I hear. As I climb on outside of it, my instrument's a mountain. Just climbed up to the top of it in kaleidoscopic rays. They fire in telescopic beam. Oh, oh, kaleidoscopic magic rays. Kaleidoscopic magic rays. Kaleidoscopic magic rays. This music is a sphere, I can climb right inside of it. It rotates, I hear. When I climb on outside of it, my instrument's a mountain. Just climbed up to the top of it in kaleidoscopic rays. They're firing telescopically and oh, oh, kaleidoscopic magic rays. Kaleidoscopic magic rays. Kaleidoscopic magic rays.
All right.